The Odyssey, written by Homer. Now, let me tell you the old story, first to last. It's not that all our people have turned against me, keen for a showdown. No, have I any brothers at fault? Brothers, a man can trust to fight beside him, true. No matter what deadly blood pivot rages on, Zeus made our line a line of only sons. Arceus had only one son, Laertes, and Laertes had only one son, Odysseus, and I am Odysseus, only son. He fathered me, he left me behind at home, and from me he got no joy. So now, our house is plagued by swarms of enemies. All the nobles who ruled the islands round about, the legion, and same, and wounded Satisandus too, and all who lord it in rocky Ithaca as well. Down to the last man, they caught my mother. They lay waste my house and mother. She neither rejects a marriage she despises, nor can she bear to bring the courting to an end. While they continue to bleed my household white, soon, you wait, they will grind me down as well. But all lies in the lap of great gods.
Eumaeus, good old friend, go quickly to wise Penelope. Tell her I am home from Pylos, safe and sound. I will stay on right here, but you come back as soon as you have told the news to her alone. No other Achaean must hear. All too many plot to take my life, I know. You assured your prince Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. I see your point. There is sense in this old head. One thing more, and make your orders clear. On the same trip do I go and give the news to King Laertes, too. For many years, poor man, heartsick for his son, he did always keep an eye on the farm and take his meals with the hired hands whenever he felt the urge to. Now, from the day you sailed away to Pylos, not a sip or a bite. He's touched, they say, not as he did before. And his eyes are shut to all the farmyard labors, huddled over, groaning in grief and tears. He wastes away, demands all skin and bones. So much the worse, Telemachus answered firmly. Leave him alone, though it hurts us now. We must. If men could have all they want, free for the taking, I'd take first my father's journey home. So you go and give the message, then come back. No roaming over the fields to find Laertes. Tell my mother to send her housekeeper fast as she can in secret. She can give the poor old man the news.
That robs Eumaeus, the swineherd grasped his sandals, strapped them onto his feet, and made for town. His exit did not escape Athena's notice. Approaching closer, now she appeared a woman, beautiful, tall, and skilled at weaving lovely things. Just at the shelter's door, she stopped, visible to Odysseus, but Telemachus could not see her, sense her there. The gods don't show themselves to every man alive. Odysseus saw her, so did the dogs. No barking now. They whimpered, cringing away in terror through the yard. She gave a sign with her brows. Odysseus caught it. Out of the lodge he went and passed the high stockade and stood before the goddess Athena. Urged him on. Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, old campaigner, now is the time you tell your son the truth. Hold nothing back, so the two of you can plot the suitors' doom and then set out for town. I myself won't lag behind you long. I am blazing for a battle.
Athena stroked him with her golden wand. First, she made the cloak and shirt on his body, fresh and clean. Then made him taller, supple, young. His ruddy tan came back. The cut of his jawline firmed,
and the dark beard clustered black round his chin. Her work complete, she went her way once more, and Odysseus returned to the lodge. His own son gazed at him, wonderstruck, terrified too, turning his eyes away suddenly. This must be some god, and he let fly with a burst of exclamations. Friend, you are a new man, not what I saw before. Your clothes, they have changed, even your skin has changed. Surely you are some god who rules the vaulting skies. Oh, be kind, and we will give you offerings. Gifts of hammered gold to warm your heart. Spare us, please, I beg you. No, I am not a god. The long-enduring great Odysseus returned. Why confuse me with one who never dies? No, I am your father, the Odysseus you wept for all your days. You bore a world of pain, the cruel abuse of men.